Yep, that's just perfect. Yeah. Wow. Wow, my goodness. Thank you very much for the warm welcome, for the song selections this morning ministered to my heart. I sure hope they did you as well, and I'm pretty sure that they did. We are so grateful to be with you here this morning. We just really appreciate a congregation that is willing to allow us to come in and take a large part of the service. And I just wanted to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It's really the lifeblood of the Ministry of Teen Challenge to be able to have the students share some of their stories, to minister to you, and to be blessed by you, and hopefully you by us as well. I want to take a few minutes this morning to introduce our team to you. My name is Greg Cornelson. I'm the director of the center at Teen Challenge, just southwest of Calgary, close to a small town called Prittis, Alberta. And I brought with me today Christian, if you want to just give us a wave there. And right next to him is Luke. And next to him is Brennan. All right. Well, this morning, because we've been here before, you know a little bit about Teen Challenge. We're going to talk a little bit about addictions this morning, and I really say a little bit because what we focus on Teen Challenge, focus on at Teen Challenge, is not addiction. We focus on really who is the cure to the drug epidemic, and we focus on Jesus Christ first and foremost. And so we're going to be sharing a little bit this morning about what Christ has done in our lives. As a ministry, we feel it's extremely important to share, and it really could be a matter of life and death, maybe for someone you know, maybe even someone that's here this morning, the key is that it is really important. Did you know that most of the students that come to our program at Teen Challenge, that's what we call our program participants. We refer to them as students because that really emphasizes the learning aspect of the program. Most of them that come as a result of a meeting just like this, where Teen Challenge is present in a church and doing a presentation. And so it's critical for us to be able to be on the road just about every Sunday of the year, minus a few long weekends and stuff, but to be able to share the story of Christ's redeeming work, the transformation that we have available to us through our relationship with Christ. Could I see a show of hands from those of you this morning that are aware of Teen Challenge and what it does? Just raise your hand up there. Let's see. Well, look at that. Hey, we have about 85% of you are familiar. And for those of you that are not, well, this is why we're here, to keep on sharing the story. For those of you that are not familiar with Teen Challenge, our mission statement reads like this. It's to help people overcome drug and alcohol addictions and empower them to reach their full potential in society. Now, we do that with a bunch of core values, but the number one core value I've already mentioned this morning is that we are a Christian program. We believe that Jesus Christ is the catalyst for change for people with life-controlling drug and alcohol problems. I'll give you a brief history of Teen Challenge. Way back in 1958, a man by the name of David Wilkerson was sitting in his living room in rural Pennsylvania reading a Time Life article magazine about some guys that were in trouble in New York City for some crimes that they had committed. And to put it in his words, he said he was staring at the picture, artist's conception of what the guys on trial looked like, and he said it was as if their pictures sort of raised off the page, and he got this spine-tingling chill, wondering what in the world is God planting in his heart. So with his wife's permission, hopped in his car, started driving to New York City without a clue about what he was supposed to be doing or what he was even gonna be able to accomplish, or even where does he start. And so he started driving to New York City. He got to New York, and he had all kinds of experiences. He was initially trying to meet up with the guys that were on trial. He did go to the court session there, wasn't able to really talk to them too much at that point. And he had his car stripped for parts. He came out, looked at his car, and it was up on blocks with the wheels all missing and all kinds of stuff like that. And yet every time he would pray and he would ask God what his next step was supposed to be. And I look at what my job is today at a Teen Challenge. Did you know that there are over 1,000 Teen Challenge centers operating in over 100 countries around the world today? I look at my job and what's on my to-do list for the day, and I think of David Wilkerson and I think of everything that he went through, dependent on God, trusting him for each step of the way. Nicky Cruz, came across. He said, I'm going to cut you into 1,000 pieces. And his response was, you know what, you can go ahead and do that. Every one of those pieces is going to say, I love you. And I can't imagine the amount of strength and faith he had to be able to do that. It is an incredible heritage we have, those of us that work at Teen Challenge and those of us that that are attending the program, in the heritage, the spiritual heritage we have in David Wilkerson. And so we thank the Lord for his faithfulness to be an example to us. Through the power of Christ Jesus, many youth gave their lives to the Lord and were saved from lives of misery and drug abuse. David Wilkerson opened the first Teen Challenge Center in 1960 on Clifton Avenue in New York City. So I'm the director of our center. I've been there for, this is my 14th year. We've been planning on building a center with an established, a group of churches that support us. We've been planning and going through processes. It's taken us over a decade to be able to get to the stage this year where we're actually constructing a brand new, building for our center of operations. And David Wilkerson climbed in his car in 1958 and started to drive to New York City without even a plan or a clue of what the next step was going to be, only 2 years later to open the first Teen Challenge Center. So we praise the Lord for that, and it's so cool. Over the last just about 60 years, the ministry of Teen Challenge has evolved into 12-month-long residential drug and alcohol rehabilitation programs. We operate centers all across Canada. Did you know that for the last decade and a half, we've been sort of at about 115 beds across Canada with all of our centers that we operate, which is a large undertaking. But over the next year and a half, we will be almost doubling that to 200 beds nationwide. And part of that is our expansion in Alberta, which I'm going to talk to you a little bit later. But we are really thrilled about that, and we have just opened, just at the beginning of March, a women's center in Saskatchewan that is now operating and running and staffed, and that's really cool. Atlantic Canada is going to be opening in just a few weeks' time, a women's center there, and then we have our Ottawa Valley Center, which is going to be another 24-bed center operating in the Ottawa Valley of Ontario there. So we are really excited about these things. It seems like we've been sort of stuck for a long time, and now the Lord has just been honoring the plans that he's implanted in our hearts, and things are moving along. Although Teen Challenge serves adult men and women, we have retained the name Teen Challenge, and that's to maintain our association with David Wilkerson and the famous story of the cross and the switchblade. How many have read The Cross and the Switchblade? Many times, even some of you. You know what? We have some copies of that book today. I want to tell you, it's one of those books where you have to sit down and put your seatbelt on, because it is quite the ride. It is quite the journey from rural Pennsylvania to operating centers and coming across all those things. It's the story that chronicles David Wilkerson's introduction to the street life and how to minister to men and women. And so it's very exciting. You can come back and see us at the table. You can take a copy of that book for free and just read it. It's an exciting read for sure. Let's see. We're in this capacity for a few reasons this morning that we'd like to share with you. First of all, once again, to create awareness that Teen Challenge is a ministry that is available to those that are involved in life-controlling substance addictions. And I've already mentioned this, but I'll just say it again. Most of the men that come to our program hear about Teen Challenge as a result of an outreach just like this. So that's the first reason why we're here this morning. The second reason is to let you know that Satan cannot stand what we're doing at Teen Challenge. And whenever you are standing in direct, fearsome opposition to the plans of the enemy, he really likes to attack. And I can tell you story after story about how that happens at a place like Teen Challenge. So the second reason why we're here is that we would really covet your prayers. If you're a prayer warrior, if you're someone that likes to boldly go before the Lord and pray on behalf of those God puts in your lives, we'd like you to join our prayer team. You can come up to our table, say you'd like to receive a monthly prayer letter from Teen Challenge so that you could be on your knees in prayer for our students and our staff members as we go through and as we take and lead students through the one-year-long drug and alcohol rehabilitation program. So we would covet your prayers. The third reason why we're here this morning is to let you know other ways you can help the ministry of Teen Challenge. Sometimes there are special projects. We've had a builder in Calgary came and built us some storage areas and some sun decks and stuff like that. Sometimes a life group will come out and serve a meal at the center, which is a real thrill for the guys. They can get out of the kitchen for a meal and enjoy good fellowship with loving and caring people from the outside of the center. So that's a great thing you can do. We accept one-time financial gifts, and we do have a sponsorship brochure. Did some of you not get any of those? Put up your hand if you didn't receive a brochure this morning. Could you fellas just go and grab some and just hand some out here so they know what I'm talking about? There's a place on the back of that brochure that the guys will give you for... information you can fill out if you would like to give us a one-time gift. You can put your credit card information on there, or you can set it up to be a direct deposit. However you'd like to give, you can write us a check if it's a one-time gift. You just take a look at that. There's a little bit of program information on the first couple of pages, but on the back page is the way that you can... you can actually participate in giving a gift. Yeah, a couple more over there. Thanks, Luke. Very good. Very good. One of the best ways to support Teen Challenge is through our student sponsorship program. Some of you may be aware of it already. Do we have any sponsors here? Any Teen Challenge student sponsors here? Look at that. Boy, it would sure be good if we could get a couple of those this morning. What happens is you get a card like this. Here I have Brendan's card. You can see his handsome mug right on that picture there. On the opposite of his picture is a bit of his testimony, some of the parts of his life that you can remember him by. What happens if you sponsor a student? What we ask for is a $40 a month commitment for the period of 1 year. So in other words, your sponsor, your sponsorship would carry a student through the program for a whole year. Now, of course, you're wondering, how can $40 a month really help anyone? Well, every student will have many sponsors over the course of their time in the program. So there will be multiple gifts of $40 a month coming in for him. But it's one of these things that you can post on your fridge. You can remember to pray for him. You can actually send him letters if you remember. The program is a year long, so each student celebrates a birthday, Christmas time, Easter. You know, all those significant events in your life are all celebrated right at Teen Challenge, and so it can be really encouraging for someone to receive a birthday card or just a letter of maybe your own life and faith story that can encourage him. It is one of the highlights of the program, and we believe one of the reasons for the success of our students, to have somebody walking through you for a whole year, praying for you, and actually you know, financially giving as well. And so really encourage you to do that. If you'd like to do that, right, again, on the back of that sponsorship envelope, there is a place for you to spill to fill out your information, or spill it out, I guess, too, if you want. But you can just write the name. If you'd like to sponsor Brennan or Luke or Christian, you can write his name right on there. And then the sponsorship team, when they see that come in, they will actually send you a card for the student that you would like to sponsor. And so kind of a cool way. And although there are many types of treatment programs out there, you know, Teen Challenge has one of the highest success rates that there is. And once again, it's not because I'm an incredible guy or any of our staff are. It's because the program remains centered and focused on the transformation that happens through a relationship with Christ. Do you have to be a Christian to come into the Teen Challenge program? Absolutely not. The only thing that we ask is that the faith that we talk about and that we teach at Teen Challenge is the only thing that you focus on for the time that you're there. So so it's just one of those kind of things that, you know, we don't accept the government funding unless there are some capital, you know, projects that the government will help with, of which we meet the criteria. But by and large, our program funding does not come from the government, because when it does, we then have to take out the very change agent of Christ to be able to do the job that happens, right? So so in any case, that is the sponsorship program. And if you think about it, you can... is there a Tim Hortons in Black Falls? There is, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So if you think about that, one Tim Hortons a day, if it's a small, is a little bit over a dollar. And if you drink one cup of coffee from Tim Hortons a day, you could give that up and sponsor a student at Teen Challenge for a whole year. Isn't that phenomenal? Well, if you have five cups a day and you're going to Tim Hortons quite often, just think about that. You could sponsor up to five students at Teen Challenge. Man, if you have 10 cups of coffee a day, we've got a bed for you at Teen Challenge. just a little joke there. Some of the students will say, yeah, very little joke. Anyways, I would, I'd like to call, let's see. I love Luke's paraphrase of that scripture. It's like the LIV, the Luke International Version. It gets the meaning across so that we can understand how that verse particularly applies to a time in his life when there was no clarity. There was nothing but confusion. And now it's becoming more and more clear as he invests more and more time studying and learning about who his God is. And so we just praise the Lord that that happens. You know, it's a miracle a day at Teen Challenge in some way, shape, or form. And it's just a real blessing for us to be a part of that. Once again, I have a sponsorship card here for Luke. If you are interested in sponsoring him, feel free to do that. We'd love to send you his card and let you participate in his program in that way. I'm gonna ask our technician there just to switch to the Capitol Building campaign, because I'd like to tell you a little bit about that. I'd mentioned earlier on that it's something that that we've been working on for just about a decade, and really formerly in the last 4 years pretty intently. We designed what the facility would hopefully be like, and we sat down with an architect and a contractor, and we tried to figure out what the cost of the overall project would be. And they were telling me that it was going to be a $5.5 million project, and there were six of us sitting around the boardroom table, and I got this lump in my throat, because I thought, you know, this isn't really a very massive building. It's really not that it's not that elaborate, the new center. Why does it have to cost that much? And I was just wondering, how in the world could this group of six people, you know, possibly you know, acquire the funding to be able to build it? And we learned very quickly, over a short amount of time, that the very worst time to be doing an economic project in the city of Calgary was in 2008, and that's when we had started to really, you know, get traction for our plans and stuff, and again in 2013, it's pretty hard to go and ask for money for a capital campaign, and ask we did. We traveled the province from corner to corner and side to side, and we're able to gain some traction. You know, we visited one of my old pastor friends up in Grand Prairie, Alberta, and he said something very profound to us. He said, "Where God creates the vision, He always creates the provision." And so, Teen Challenge to expand has been on our hearts for a long time, and this has been the vision that we really felt was directly from the Lord. And so, how is this project going to get built? We had, at that point, we had probably raised $200,000 or $300,000, and that's a few points on a $5.5 million project. Only a year later, the project was at $2 million. And that's when we really realized that it's God that owns the cattle on a thousand hills. And He will sell some of those for us. And He will give us He will make that provision available to us. We had a couple of large donations. One was $1 million, and one was over $1 million. It was from an estate of a gentleman that we did not even know, and that we had absolutely no relationship with. And so all of a sudden our project was at over $4 million. And so now we are at the stage where we have about $1.5 million to go. All of a sudden now it doesn't seem that hard. It seems like, you know, the Lord is going to put it on the hearts of individuals. The funding is going to be available. We just need to get going. So last fall, we started with some site prep work. Because of our substrate out there, we needed to install screw piling. So we have 160 screw pilings poking into the ground. And then we pour a grade beam on top of that. But last fall, we just built up the grade, we put in the screw pilings, we shut it down for the winter, and then this spring we got the go-ahead to bring the building to the lock-up stage, including insulating the exterior walls, roughing in the plumbing and the electrical, so all the interior walls as well. So we have the funding to be able to do that, which we are terribly excited about, and the project is going great guns out there. We are hoping to pour those grade beams this week, the Lord providing the good weather and it looks like that's what's going to happen so far, and so we're pretty excited about that, and then we can start the framing just shortly after that. And so if you or someone you know that has means, that has a heart for what we're doing at Teen Challenge, we'd sure appreciate you directing them to us. We take gifts in all kind of shapes and sizes. Of that $4 million, we have about $400,000 that is a GIK or a gift in kind of some type of service. So whether that would be plumbing fixtures supplied or labor reduced at half or whatever the deal is. So we have a flooring company that is giving us all the flooring for the project, you know, all those kinds of things, which really adds up, and in our case up to $400,000. And so we just wanted to take some time and share that with you. If you are praying for Teen Challenge, we ask that you'd continue to commit the remaining funds required, that we could never have to stop building, and that is the thing that's on my heart, that I'm hoping that that we can do. I would way rather open the center early in 2020 and have it all complete and ready to go than have to delay it for another year or so, waiting for additional funds. So I just wanted to share our hearts with you about that. The new center will increase our bed capacity from 12 beds to 24 plus six phase four students, which is a program that continues at student's option. Once he graduates, he can come back, serve in some capacity at the center, and start to put into practice some of the things he's learned in his year-long program. So I just wanted to share that with you. If you don't think you could commit to sponsorship but would consider a one-time gift, once again, on the back page of your sponsorship brochure, there's a place to include just a one-time gift. Checks can be made payable to Teen Challenge, and you can put the Alberta Center on there. However, if you use the actual sponsorship brochure, it's coded so that they know that the gift has come from the province of Alberta. So, folks, we just wanted to say thank you again for allowing us to come. You've seen the work God is doing in the lives of the men God has entrusted to us. And if you believe this world needs more godly men and women, then we ask you to be